With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the West Bank at this hour for a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in his latest attempt to end the war between Israel and Arab terrorists to make sure it doesn't spread. Blinken traveled to Ramallah today in an armored motorcade. The Israel-Hamas war poses a political dilemma for President Biden as he is seeking re-election.
Michigan Democrats have warned the White House that the president's response to the war could put his re-election campaign in jeopardy. The state holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a ceasefire. Meanwhile, South Florida's Jewish community applauds the president's strong support of the Israeli offensive against Gaza. How Jewish voters perceive his handling of the Israel-Hamas war will be critical in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, a pro-Hamas employee of the Department of Homeland Security caused an unpleasant exchange last week on Capitol Hill between Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senator Hawley blasted Mayorkas after the secretary said he had not fired a pro-Hamas DHS employee and declined to tell Congress what kind of cases she handled as an asylum officer. The DHS secretary only said the woman in question, Nejwa Ali, has been placed on leave. Mayorkas denounced Hawley for the questions, saying he was insulting DHS employees by suggesting the woman's pro-Hamas and anti-Israel sentiments were common. Ali worked for the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, a U.S. designated terrorist group. She praised Hamas's recent sneak attack on Israel. Edwin Mora, Washington.
American small businessmen a little concerned. The polls indicate that folks are going to tighten up for the holiday season. We'll see. This is SRN News. Today is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. will be holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown is CEO of Open Doors U.S.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States, and our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are being abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. Open Doors says the problem is only getting worse. This is SRN News. Schools across the country are preparing for the shortage of a cafeteria staple.
It's those little half-pint milk cartons, and it's not the milk itself that's in short supply. Dairy suppliers and state officials say it's the cardboard cartons. Pactiv Evergreen, which bills itself as the leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging in North America, acknowledges significantly higher than projected demand for its milk cartons. And school officials in New York, Pennsylvania, California, and Washington State say they're preparing backup options, such as limiting the types of milk they offer, pouring milk into cups, using bulk dispensers, or serving other options, such as water. I'm Ben Thomas.
A section of the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina closed last week after folks started trying to feed and hold a young bear. Authorities say that everything turned out all right, the bear went his way, and nobody actually got mauled. This is SRN News.